Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show, proud station sponsor. I'm Sally Barker. Each week, I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise. Joining me on the show today is Pauline Bright from Bright Business. How are you, Pauline?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Sally.
Now, you're going to educate us on how to future-proof your business.
That's right.
Now, that is a very, very interesting topic because the future business, it's always changing. And I think we need to have some sort of a plan as a business owner. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think you also have to look at, when you're future-proofing your business, you have to look at yourself as well. So what is it about you as a person that you need to learn to take your business forward into the future? And it's almost like you need a crystal ball, but there really isn't one apart from being able to have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in business. So as a business owner, it really pays to educate yourself and have a look at what's happening in your industry so that you can almost foresee what's going to come up. But there's disruptions that will happen that you have no idea are going to happen yet. Mm-hmm. So you've had, as a person, you just need to have that mindset and that willingness to be able to change and grow and just see what happens.
And maybe be one of those disruptors in the industry.
Absolutely, yes. I think it's better to be a disruptor than be disrupted.
Mm. So how do we do that? How can we future-proof ourselves from being disrupted?
I think it's about having a look at yourself and just understanding what holds you back. You know, what are the things in your process that are holding you back? So is it the research and development part of your business and who you are as a person? Are you putting enough effort into knowledge and learning things about your industry and learning things about business? And looking at every part of the value chain in business so that you're looking at, is it research and development, is it distribution, is it the production part of your business, is it the marketing of your business, is it the finance side of the business? So you're looking at what your weaknesses are and either strengthening your weaknesses or finding someone who can help you do that, someone who can partner with you.
So you're pretty much saying that it's important to not only invest in your business, but it's also important to invest in your own personal growth.
Yes, absolutely. It's very easy to grow a business as such with all the systems and processes and things, but a business will only grow to the capacity of the people who own it and the people who work in it.
So what steps should we take if we're in this situation and we've been concentrating solely on the business for, you know, a couple of years now, and we have realised that we've left ourselves, we've forgotten about ourselves? What should we do in that instance?
I think the number one thing is be nice to yourself. Most business owners are not doing that. They flog themselves and thinking not good enough, you know, not fast enough, strong enough, whatever. But
because we've got that, you know, hustle, hustle, hustle.
Yes.
You know, you have to, I think, you
yes.
know, but is our mentality changing in that way?
I think we actually overwork. I think we don't do enough taking time off. I think we don't step back and regroup enough. And we tend to rely on ourselves. So we set up a little silo all for ourselves and imagine that we have to do everything. So it's really about stepping back from your business, taking a little sabbatical, even if it's half a day, a week, whatever. But just take some time to think about, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? You know, is there an easier way to do this? Is there someone who can help me do this? Is there someone who does this better than me that I can partner with? So it's just a different way of thinking. So the steps forward are really about just focusing on, what am I good at? What's my genius? What's the thing that I do better than anybody else? And what are the things that I don't want to give up in my business? So you might be great at finance or marketing or sales or whatever, or the technical side of delivering the product. So you don't give up the things you love, but you understand that if that's what you want to hang on to, then do it to the best of your ability and get educated on that and really look forward to what's going to happen in the future.
And in terms of future-proofing your business, how important is it for you to regularly check in with yourself, like you said?
Oh, it's the most important thing you can do. So a lot of people look at their spreadsheets, their finances, their P&Ls and things like that, but rarely do they actually look at their own performance. And so I think what happens is people tend to wind down. They tend to get to the point where they're exhausted before they take a holiday.
Yeah.
So the better thing to do is think about, just check in with yourself and, how am I feeling? Do I get out of bed vibrant and interested every day? Because if I don't, that's my checking mechanism. Right. And that really says to me, something needs to change.
And how do we implement that sort of change? Is it, you said to focus, but is it to become clear on where you want to go and focus on that and don't let those shiny objects of a better thing, you know, come and disrupt your plan?
I think you always need to be a bit flexible, and that's what I like about small business and small business owners. You can make a decision today and have it implemented tomorrow. So flexibility is a key, and not be so rigid in your thinking that it has to be my way or the highway, but more about, I wonder what I need to be, I wonder how I could make this happen. So asking yourself better questions instead of like, I have to make this happen. It's more about, I wonder how I could do that, or I wonder who could help me with that. You know, I wonder what this will look like in 5 years or 2 years or even 6 months. And just being able to ask yourself the question and thinking, you know, for me, it's just, it's check in. Am I enjoying myself? Because if I'm not enjoying myself, I'm not playing. I'm not playing to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned, I mean, there's lots of buzzwords, you know, thought leader, those kinds of things, and expert. But you mentioned an interesting one as being, what did you say, your own genius, your genius role. Now, that's not something that most people use. What does that really mean?
Well, most entrepreneurial business owners think that they have to do everything. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, there's certain things that you do better than anybody else. And those are the things that you could do with your eyes closed. They're the things that you do even if you weren't being paid to do them. So for some people, they have a genius with people. Then they need to stay in that people space and find someone who can do the stuff that is the left brain, if you like. Mm. So you work out, what am I really good at? Am I a very creative person, or am I a very detailed person? I like to, you know, make sure everything, the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. But once you know what your personality is, and you can look back in your history and think, how did I make money in the past? How did I do, what did I do well at in the past? And if I look at that, then I get a better sense of, you know, I might be a genius with people. So go do the people stuff. Mm. Find someone else to do the detail stuff, but just do the people stuff. And that's how it works.
Mm. I think, you know, things like the paperwork and spreadsheets, you see the eyes rolling over here of, you know, putting the content on, you know, the website. You know, I'm quite good at writing and everything, but it takes me probably 5 to 10 times longer than someone else to just get it on there.
Yes.
So they're the kinds of things you're talking about.
Yes. And there's things that we're excellent at. There's things that we're competent at. Mm. We can do them, but so can everybody else. So we bypass those things. Then there's things that we're excellent at, right, which is the stuff where most people get stuck. They stay in the excellent zone. And so they do things and they feel like they're getting somewhere, but it's not the joy and the passion. And then you work out what's your genius. And that's when you get out of bed every day, just really ready to just go to it.
Is that one of the keys to future-proofing your business?
Yes. Yes. It's about understanding your best attributes and what you do better than anybody else so that you make yourself unique. Mm-hmm. Because uniqueness is the thing that's going to separate you in the future. It separates you already.
What if you're not really sure what your genius is?
Oh, there's lots of tests you can do. There's some brilliant tests. There's wealth profiling, there's Gallup Strengths Finders, there's DISC profiling, lots of different profiling. And I think this is the fascinating part. Most people love to learn about themselves. You know, what is it? What makes me tick? Because when you know what makes you tick, you can do more of that stuff. You know, work on your strengths instead of working on your weaknesses.
Well, we've seen the explosion of, you know, those DNA tests you can have.
Yes.
How much do we want to know about ourselves?
Yes. Yes. And people are really fascinated because ultimately it boils down to what's in it for me, always.
Exactly. So have some fun with these tests.
Yeah. Okay. Get to understand yourself and understand. And you'll see, even if you do a variety of different tests, you'll understand what the similarities are. And one of the tests I did showed that I had prestige and rebellion. And I love that. I love that. Do things really, really well, but come in underneath and do things that are a bit unexpected, a bit disruptive, a bit like just off the wall. And that's where most innovation happens.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's really cool.
It is. Oh, no, I love that. Be your own genius.
Yep.
Yep, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Pauline Bright from Bright Business, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.